quasi-cerebral talk and tunes. Broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territories, this is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's your next hour of commentary and music.
Yeah, we just need one night to apply that good pressure.
In the immortal words of Marie Kondo, a love mess. My name is Leslie, and you're tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. I am healing in some ways from, like, I'm sure are probably, like, symptoms of the poor air quality that we've been having in Vancouver. You may hear that I have a stuffy nose. You may hear that I might have, like, a scratchy throat. I'm feeling great. Anyways, climate change is real, land back. I am gonna be sharing, like, mostly music today, and also sharing some thoughts about the Ultimatum Queer Love Edition on Netflix, because as I've been recovering, I've been watching that show. I'm sorry, I am one of those people. You cannot stop me. And that's it. That's the show today. Here is some new CanCon. This is Dominique Fizamé with My Mind at Ease. Enjoy.
Oh.
Spot.
You've been here too long.
Be gone, be gone. Be gone, be gone. Leave me alone, you sad thoughts. There's no room for you to be blue. You've been here too long. Be gone, be gone. Be gone, be gone.
What I gotta do, what I gotta do, get some peace and quiet.
Glory.
monster under my bed. You stay creeping into my head. Like a monster under my bed. You stay creeping, yeah. Energy vampire, stay away. Stay away from me. Energy vampire, away. Stay away.
Demons in my dreams, they wanna bring me down, but I'm up on a high beam. They're telling me to swim, just so they can watch me drown. I'm breaking way down, trying to take in what I seen. I sold my soul to myself, then the devil stole it. Then I went and met him in hell and fought him for it. When I got it back, he said, listen to me. No matter what, I'ma come find you in your dreams. Told him, go for it. Locked and they try to stop him, but they can't stop him. I'm popping, so can I walk? And I am docking, they stalking. When I'm in Stockholm, they gon' be watching and marching. But when I got, we're trying to sell myself like options. And then I black out so I can pass out the back. Or I took the back. Or so now I'm in the front, I laugh. Now they're trying to chase me. When I'm in deep sleep, I'm maxed out. But when I wake up, I take the back out. I'm back out.
Energy vampire, stay away.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays. You just heard Boogie LaBeat and Isla Barker with Yellow Turtle. Before that, you heard Witch Prophet and Dylan Ponders with Energy Vampire. My name is Leslie. I'm recovering from something. I'm not feeling very great today, and so I will not be talking too much. However, I will be sharing my first impressions of the Ultimatum Queer Love Edition. I have a lot of free time because I'm like kind of recovering from something. And I wasn't going to watch this when I first like heard about it, because I didn't really want to get invested in something that was like kind of like cheesy and cringy and that kind of thing. But I am impressed by the fact that we're finally getting the representation that we need in the aspect of representations of queer people in mainstream media, which is queer mediocrity. We're finally there. Wow, progress. It took us so long. I've been like truly advocating for queer mediocrity in mainstream media for far too long, and we're finally here. I am so impressed. But yeah, the show is wild. As I said, it is a mess, and I've only watched like an episode and a half so far, but what I'm trying to do, I think, is like trying to plant the seed of possibly finishing the series and then one day talking about it on the show with Jade. I think it's a very, actually, beyond just being like an entertaining show, it's actually quite interesting. Just given the premise, I suppose. If you don't know what The Ultimatum is, basically it's like this Netflix series where like they bring people on to do like a reality dating thing, and the people involved are all folks who are already coupled, where one partner really wants to get married and the other partner doesn't want to get married. And so they're given a couple weeks to like date other people who are in the same situation as them. And at the end of the show, the original couples come back together and they have to figure out if they want to get married or not. It's really fascinating. I say this as a queer woman who doesn't want to get married. It is truly an interesting time. I suppose I should specify, I'm saying this as a queer person and a woman who doesn't want to get married. I don't know. I think it's kind of like an interesting thought experiment, I guess. But we're going to talk a little bit more about that later. Here's more music. This is Jibe by Handsome Tiger. Now we've gotten into the weird part of the playlist. That was Machine Gun Kiss performed by Takeya Kuroda. Before that, you heard Raindrops performed by Ai Hirano. Both of those songs are from the Yakuza video game franchise. It's a whole thing. I'm not going to talk too much about it. But I love Ai Hirano. If you know, you know. My name is Leslie, and you're tuned into Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Been watching the Ultimatum Queer Love Edition. It's very fascinating. It's very fascinating partly because, aside from being, like, being, like, this early intense depiction of people at their worst in some ways, it's also, refreshing to see, like, queer people in mainstream media being, like, horrible and being, like, really messy and, like, just human, just, like, making mistakes and putting themselves and their partners in complicated situations. And I think it's really, like, I think it's really much needed at this point in time in like North America, and North American mainstream media, because you know, we're living through some like real moral panicky times where there are politicians and educators and religious leaders and stuff who are very dead set on performing like mass systemic genocide against queer people, especially trans people, and starting with trans youth, and seeing these everyday queer people just kind of like mess up their lives is kind of fun. And I think it is actually good for like quote-unquote representation, because it goes to show, I'm not even going to talk about the cisgender heterosexuals, it goes to show other queer people that you do not have to be an exceptional person to be deserving of good things. You do not have to be like a queer superhero, you don't have to be a freaking activist, you don't have to be like a survivor, an incredible drag performer, an artist, a visionary, etc., to be a person who is queer.